fourth quarter highlights.
Come the fat side of the ground.
He's looking for
him. Members side.
They're leaving him one out.
Stuart.
They're sending Hooker back, who's got no sense of theatre. Get out of there, son.
Come on, Collar. He needs to lead here. They're leaving the members side open.
Stuart's a party pooper. He's having a shot.
Oh, come on, Tom. It's game 50. You've had plenty of celebration. In the end, he hooks it left-hand side.
Nah, look, he shouldn't play next week, Stuart.
That's an absolute mare. Tom Stuart. Righto. Collar Jasny has got 18 seconds. Tom Stewart needed to deliver, needed to find him. Instead, Saad will bring it out towards the members' side.
He will. And this is just about done, although Duncan cut across in front of Redmond, knocked it away, but Redmond picked up the loose footy. He'll come back onto his right boot, straighten up and find Shield. But Geelong are going to be 6-1 and a game clear on top and two games clear of the ninth place team on the ladder. They have built a wonderful base a third of the way through the season that they can build on, the Geelong Football Club. The country game is theirs. They win it by 32 points.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played. At home or far away. Our banners fly high from dawn to dark. Down at Gardenia Park.
Another 4 points back to Mitch Duncan, outstanding with three goals, two apiece to Ablett and Hawkins, and Tim Kelly singles for Rowan, Guthrie, Myers and Dullhouse. And I think we can go inside the Geelong camp and hear from Mitch Duncan.
On the wing, but I'm enjoying that. And mate, they're playing really good footy. You know, the coaching staff have got them up to a good stand at the moment. We're building and, you know, it's only early in the season, but we're playing okay, but it's a long way to go.
The midfield early, and especially midfield goals, was that a focus to try and get Essendon on the transition? We know how quick they are going the other way. Do you guys turn defence into attack pretty quickly?
Yeah, well, I suppose that's the risk and reward, the way they play a little bit. They love to play quick and use their skills through the corridor, so we knew if we could turn a few over, we should be able to get them on the other side, and, you know, we're lucky to get a few midfield goals today.
Now, how's the hammy? You tried to get it up onto the top level, couldn't quite get it there.
No, I couldn't. I actually slipped a little bit, but mate, there's not enough power on these legs, that's for sure.
Well done, mate. Enjoy the win.
Jimmy Bartel speaking with Mitch Duncan there on the host broadcaster. But the talking point out of this game is going to be Gary Ablett and what sanction he will face for his report for an incident with Dylan Scheel earlier in the contest. If it is deemed as intentional, Gaz might find himself sitting out next week's clash with North Melbourne, but that might not necessarily be the worst thing. We might be able to tap into Channel 7 shortly, where Tom Stewart is speaking with Jimmy Bartel.
Your role in the back six, you've almost taken a leadership role there, setting up at the back. You feel pretty comfortable doing that already in your first 50 games?
I feel comfortable because the blokes around me. We're starting to really build a big bond down there, and the blokes I'm playing on, so it makes it so much easier. So we're all just trying to do our part, and I think we saw tonight when we all play well, it makes it a lot easier for the team.
Now, you seem pretty stable. Is that because all of you can mix and match? You take whoever's on your line, not necessarily height and size?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're all really versatile in that respect. I mean, we've got blitzers 200 centimetres who sometimes plays on a small forward. So, I guess just the way we want to play is get up the ground and whoever we're on.
Now, you had a shot at the end there. Boys upstairs thought you might have gone the barrel. Was it running through your head?
No, absolutely not. I didn't know what I was doing. That's why I shanked it and kicked it out in the full. But I think Collar wanted me to kick it to him because he hasn't kicked one yet, so I should just kick it to him next time, I reckon.
Well done, and keep up the great form, mate.
Tom Stewart speaking with Jimmy Bartel. We're going to go down to our Master of Ceremonies, Nathan Templeton, where the Tom Wills Award will be presented to the best player. We'll be able to tap into that very shortly and hear from Nathan Templeton.
To present the Tom Wills Medal for the player judged best on ground, would you please welcome Powercore Country Festival Ambassador and Cats legend, Billy Brownless.
The Tom Wills Best on Ground medalist goes to Tom Stewart.
So Tom Stewart getting the Tom Wills Medal as Best on Ground. That's a medal presented, I believe, three people judge on that from the media. Sandy Roberts was among those. Jake Nile from The Age was one as well.
Thanks,
Tom,
everyone,
Stewart,
for coming out. Cheers.
Short but sweet from Tom Stewart. Man, a few words And he,
short and sweet. Thank you very much, Tom.
And that's Nathan Templeton down there as the master of ceremonies. What we'll do is we'll get a breakaway and then head down into the Geelong rooms, and we will speak with a couple of the Victorious Cats, hopefully. Take some of Chris Scott's media conference as well if we can get access to that. But the Cats go to 6-1 on the back of a very handy 32-point win over Essendon. A lip breathe, Carol Foote.
There's never been a MasterChef mystery box quite like this.
Black mystery boxes. You may lift your lids now.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Oh, no.
What is going on?
What's in the black box?
This is more than just the mystery box cook.
This is intense.
This is something a lot different.
MasterChef, 7:30 tonight on 10.
Hello, it's Sarah Henderson, the federal member for Corangamite. Working together, we're kicking plenty of goals. Record jobs growth, major funding for roads, and an incredible $2.85 billion for faster, more reliable rail. Whether it's our practical plan to combat climate change, a new international terminal for Avalon, or a Ballerine headspace, I need your support at the federal election to keep on delivering for Corangamite.
Authorised by Sarah Henderson, Liberal Party of Australia, Warren Ponds.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern, unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mould cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke-damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Listen to the footy on your J-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warralilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
MCG, fifth quarter of the country game. Thanks to City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes. Geelong by 32 points, just milling at the top of the race before heading down into the rooms where Lauren Wood and Renee Gehring will be waiting patiently for us. Just waiting for Tom Hawkins, who is still mingling with the fans in the MCC members that have come out this afternoon. Good crowd of 63,527. They did rush in late, potentially were out in the country festival being held out the back.
Shearing sheep.
Shearing sheep and partaking
except in some... the New Zealanders, who said, I'm not sharing this with anyone.
Fair. Oh, Koza. Anyway, we're going to head down into the rooms because Lauren Woody's down there waiting patiently for us. Loz, come on in. The Cat's not too far away from joining you.
Thank you very much, Kingy. Yes, some pretty happy families, but not a great sight as we made our way into the rooms. Asava Radigalia getting loaded into the back of an ambulance. So he was upright and talking. Obviously had that head knock late in the third quarter. So Asava off to hospital to be assessed there. But as I say, a little bit of a dampener on what's been a fantastic day for the Cats. There's the players make their way in now. We'll no doubt have a rousing rendition of the song, and I think we're all hoping that whoever we get to chat to after it has a little bit more to say than Tom Stewart. Wasn't that the shortest acceptance speech we've ever heard for a medal?
Yes, brevity is one of the key points of Tom Stewart, and he made sure that we weren't loitering too long here at the MCG. Fans are out on the ground having kick to kick, and the Cats are huddling up down in the room, I believe, Loz.
They certainly are. A little bit of a joke between Gary Ablett and Patrick Dangerfield too. Gary trying to get Tom Atkins into the middle of the circle. Not sure what's going on there. Obviously not a first game, but a huge strapping for Danger. And here is the song.
Job done, 4 points in the bank. Are we having a chat with the player now, Loz, or what are the Cats doing?
They're just heading into a meeting for about 90 seconds is the word, so short and sharp from Chris Scott and we'll have someone for you.
All right, we'll mill around here and talk amongst ourselves.
What would you be saying to for 90 seconds?
Well, I'd say Stewart's taking that speech, I would suggest, in the room.
I just wonder what you would say. I mean, I thought Chris Scott's MO was not to talk to the players post-game, wait until sort of the day or two after.
Oh, I think he'd be just saying congratulations with... you know, obviously that's a probably cliche thing to say, but you know, Joel out, Paddy down, Asava in the ambulance, like the way they just fought on, and you know, guys like Tommy Atkins and The tip rat sort of, you know, his game was outstanding. Guys were able to step up and fill the void.
Just while we're waiting to go down to the rooms, an unsightly incident has emerged from yesterday's Melbourne Hawthorn game, Koza, where there is video emerged of a man wearing a Melbourne jumper punching another person wearing a Hawthorn jumper, and that is being investigated by police. So more crowd violence, which is not a good look for our game. I don't know why people just can't go to a game of footy, watch it, and then leave in peace.
Well, that's one of the great things about Australian rules football, is that it has for always been supporters able to sit together, people able to walk out, everyone can have a little bit of a joke and a bit of banter, but it hasn't been like that in the past, and it shouldn't be like that in the future. So hopefully they catch that man, stamp him out. If he's a club member, get rid of him out of the club, and make sure that that sort of thing doesn't continue.
The report I'm reading from AAP that says the video, a person can be heard shouting he's disabled during the footage. So that's another issue as part of that video that has emerged. So we'll no doubt hear more about that. And we're just seeing...
When passion gets misplaced at the footy, it never ends well. I don't understand why, if you come to the footy and your team loses, okay, you'd be disappointed, but you just get in your car and you go home. You know, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, just actually watching it literally as we speak, and it looks like there was a level of aggravation, but the result or the response from the Melbourne fan was over and above what it needed to be.
Channel 7 have actually caught up with the victim, or the alleged victim, and interviewing him at the moment on their news coverage. So yes, we will keep you across that at krockfootball.com.au what emerges from that. But the video footage shows that, well, obviously somebody sent something to be filming it, and the Hawthorn fan has knocked something out of the hand of the Melbourne fan, who has then reacted with, well, yeah, as you would say, probably not much restraint.
No.
Would be the way to best describe it. Great seeing you at the MCG. Plenty of people out on the ground. But as you said, Benny, they've left the airstrip in the middle waiting to land a plane.
Yeah, there must be a flock of friendships just circling the MCG that's going to touch down shortly, because they've left an enormous landing strip, Ian, down the middle of the MCG. I'm not sure why people aren't allowed to stand on that patch of turf, but for reasons that no one will actually be able to explain.
No,
that
I can explain to you.
Okay, what's happened?
It's the way they will get people off the ground, because there is the Sunday kick to kick, and what they'll do is that rope will work from one point post to the other, and then the security guards will eventually just bring it towards the wing, and it will mean that everyone is shepherded back into the grandstand.
Couldn't you just have the PA, say, could everybody depart the stadium?
You ask what it's for, that is what it is.
And I suspect also that it's a heavy traffic area during a game as well, that they would also be protecting the corridor of the ground from being trampled on and the like, especially when there's been two or three games of footy across the weekend on a Sunday afternoon. They're probably trying to protect that as well. But
It's easy to tie it from point post to point post.
Correct. Absolutely. Geez, you're an ideas man, Koza.
We might just get a couple of stats away, boys, while we're waiting to talk to a player downstairs.
We're going downstairs.
Oh, we are?
Because Lauren Wood's waiting patiently for us.
It's off the long run there, too.
Thank you very much, boys. Just as Brian Myers fits the headphones over the hair, of course, it's a bit of an effort. But, Brian, what a fantastic result for you.
Yeah, we can't really complain with the start we've had, but you got to keep it going from here. We're gelling well as a team, and if we can keep it going and get the momentum, it'll be awesome for the rest of the year.
You were whipped straight into a meeting, which Chris doesn't typically do. What did he have to say? You were only in there for a minute or two.
Oh, he just said, like, it's a great win, but you just got to... It's just one win at a time, really. You know, it's cliche kind of stuff, but we got to keep doing it because it's working at the moment.
Brian, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Kingy up in the box with Koza, Benny Cass, Dom Zilonigan and Justin Longmuir. You and I spoke after the JLT game, after we'd spoken pre-season, about your confidence levels. They must be through the roof at the moment.
Yeah, well, they're still the same as back then. I'm just getting a lot of opportunity out here at the moment. I feel I'm taking the opportunities I get, which is real rewarding for myself and the effort I put in over pre-season.
What layers have you added to your game over the first 6 or 7 weeks? You come in and you're a precious small forward, but have you been able to expand your repertoire at AFL level through the work you've been able to do off the field as well, I suppose, on the track and then obviously in the meeting rooms and watching your edits?
Yeah, 100%. As a TIC Cup player, I was just basically a goal kicker. I'd get up into the stoppage, but just try and beat my man back. But now I feel I'm getting the ball down the back line. I'm helping our defence real well. I'm not the usual chase down tackler, but I feel I can do that now. I just feel like I'm helping our defence, and then that brings us into attack, and I can run quite well. So then once I get in the back line, I'm supporting the ball the whole way through.
Grian, it's Ian Cohen here. I love watching the way you play football and the pressure you bring, and obviously the skills as well. When your team's up by 5 or 6 goals and there's only a couple of minutes to play, do you just take that little moment to have a look around the MCG and sort of not quite pinch yourself because you've worked hard to be there, but just think of, you know, the path that's taken you here and the team that you're a part of and what you're experiencing right now. Tell us about that emotional journey for you as well.
Yeah, growing up in Geelong, you watch these players forever, but once you're there, you don't really realise until you get home and you're like, wow, I was just telling Gary Ablett what to do. I was just telling Joel Salad what to do. So it is surreal. You do have to pinch yourself. When I go out there, I always look around warm-ups. Today, when the song was on, I was just looking around, just admiring it all. You don't get these opportunities much, and you never know if it could be the last time you get these opportunities. So you got to take it all in. Once I'm out there, I usually try to focus on the game. But, yeah, if we are about to win, you can enjoy it.
What's been the biggest step? What's been the thing that's impacted you most in terms of not the training or the week or anything, but match day every single time? What's been the biggest learning for you? Is it the noise out there? Is it the communication? What is it?
Oh, it's a lot of confidence, really, in myself. Last year, I was a bit down on confidence. So I was having some off-field issues. Like, it was just, yeah, it wasn't really my year last year. And I had to go into the new year and just, yeah, like, I had a contract this year. I wasn't thinking of that, but it's just like, all right, I've got to take this opportunity. You don't get these much. And I feel I have, and I've just got to go in each game with confidence and play my part for the team. Like, we're going so well at the moment, but that's because everyone's playing their bit for the team.
Grime, before I throw you to Justin Longmuir, can you give us an update on your contract situation? Has a discussion started?
Yeah, they have started.
What are you hoping to lock away? Sort of your 8 or 9 year deal on big money?
Yeah, 10 mil, 10 years will be fine.
Justin.
I like that, mate. Well done on the start of your career. It's been really impressive to watch. Just wondering what was said at quarter time, because you were losing the field position battle. I think it was 18 inside 50s to 8 at quarter time. What was Chris's main message at quarter time, mate?
It was a bit towards the mids, just when you get it out of there, because we looked dangerous when we were going forward. Like, I think what you said, it was 8 inside 50s. We had 4 goals, and we had the lead or just behind. So it was just, yeah, we just need to get that ball out of the middle and composed attack. We were letting them control the game and the tempo of the game, and once we controlled that, we feel we were scoring well and we were attacking well and we were dangerous on the other side of it.
Grian, how are you, mate? Tommy Lonigan.
Good day, Tommy.
Mate, another player that, like yourself, played really well, young player, Tommy Atkins.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He's been in the VFL now for a couple of years, but I know he's valued held with the utmost respect around the club. How are you guys fitting in? Are you a good mate of yours?
Yeah, I drove up to the game with Tommy today and he's coming home with me. We're bonding really well. We play a bit different, but we play the same role, and we're complementing each other well with that. And like you're saying, everyone loves him at the club. He's just that classic bloke you can't not like, and he just shows on the field the way he plays. He's got white line fever, and he'll do everything for the team. So it's awesome to play with.
Grian, it's Benny Cass. Great to watch your footy development. You've got the little hand clap going before you get the ball, like just kick it to me. It's only a little thing, but it's you've got the confidence that you really want the ball to come to you now.
Yeah, definitely. Last year was completely different, but this year I just want it as much as I can. I feel I can do something dangerous with it. And I have the right decisions and skill sets now, so definitely want it.
And you're kicking. Look, you're obviously not the longest kick, but your ability to get the ball from point A to point B with sort of spearing balls, it's a real feature of your game. It just makes the life really hard for defences when you've got that ball coming in quickly.
Yeah, I do need to work on the distance of my kicking, but like you said, I have that in my repertoire. I've been working a lot on my kicking ever since I got drafted. First thing they basically said is, like, I need a kick, I need to learn to kick, and I've been working on that since day one, and it's starting to come off, which is really, really rewarding.
What about your set shot? You go out on that arc, you kicked a nice one today. Are you sort of trying to have that arc coached, or is that out of you, or are you continuing to go on that arc?
I usually use the arc when I'm probably 35 longer, and then when I'm just learning a straight run up when I'm inside 30 at the moment. So I might not whip that out yet. I could, but I'm trying to learn both so then I can make sure of the easy ones and then still have that arc for the long ones.
Grian, we've been calling you the tip rat up here today. What's can you shed some light on who gave you that nickname and where'd that come about?
I actually have never been called that to my face, but I heard Joel said it on the radio last week, so I don't know.
He's an idiot,
really.
Isn't he?
Sort of, though, when the captain gives you a nickname, you probably just need to ride with it, I suspect. If you know, the captain wields a fairly decent influence over the club grind.
Yeah, I'm definitely not telling him not to. I'll just accept it and do my role.
I would, mate. I'd go to him Monday and say, cut it out. Really stamp your authority over that forward line, mate.
Brian, we really appreciate your time. We've really enjoyed watching you through these first seven rounds. Long may it continue for you. Well done, mate. And you'll be happy to know the Falcons got up over the top of the Swans Academy today.
Ah, finally.
Yeah, finally got a win. I know you've been following it closely. Well done, Brian. Good to talk
to you. Tip
up. Brian Myers joining us down in the Geelong rooms. He's a ripping kid. I've been lucky enough to follow his evolution from basically juniors through to Grovedale and then TAC Cup, that grand final performance. And it's, I'm wrapped for him. He's a great kid.
You've got to, the recruiting, I know Stephen Wells gets a lot of plaudits, but, you know, Liam Woodland, Troy Saward, Mac in there now. Like the work that these guys are doing, the last two drafts have been incredible. The talent that they've brought in the footy club. I know Grine was a late pick. I'm not sure, 50s or something. King.
You're around 57, I think he was.
Yeah, and then you know Tommy Atkins is of the world. Like, they've done a fantastic job.
It's just such a, the footy is one part of it, but what Geelong seem to do is they seem to get really good people to their footy club, really good character players, and those two young blokes who we've spoken a lot about today just to exemplify that, I suppose.
Not too far away from going back down into the rooms. Tom Stewart's going to join us. Benny, you said you had some numbers.
I was just saying, it's amazing how quickly the footy landscape changed, because you're coming into this year, Geelong and Grind Myers would have been thinking, we'll get to the end of the year and see what happens. Suddenly Simon Lloyd's asking who's his manager after six rounds, and they've started talks to re-signing him, and all the hard work that he's put in the off-season is paid off for him, because he will get, you would have thought, at minimum another two-year deal, and great security for him. That adds just another layer of confidence for him as well, even though it's nothing to do with actually getting the ball, but the way he's playing out there and that clapping of the hands, you watch him, he claps the hands like you used to do when you're a kid, when you knew you were dominating a footy game and you'd have it 35 times. He's doing that out there now, which is, he wants the ball to come to him, which is not the case for every young player, and he's just growing in confidence every week.
What about the confidence? A lot of young kids, when you ask them about, you know, what sort of deal do you want, they go, oh, whatever, and he, you know, cheeky 10 mil. Thank you very much. What did he have today, Benny, on the Kerr's highest stat sheet? Was it career high in terms of possessions?
Yeah, 25 touches, five of those contested. That's not his go. He laid two tackles, kicked a goal, and had a couple of inside 50s. The other bloke we talked about was Atkins. He had 23 touches, 13 of those were contested. He laid six tackles and had five inside 50s. So he took another step too, Tommy Atkins, particularly just playing more midfield minutes. It's great that, if he's needed, you know, when the heat's on in a big game, you probably go with your guns. But Tommy Atkins showed tonight that he's more than capable of going in there and giving those blokes a chop out for longer periods in a couple of minutes.
How many times did you clap your hands like that when you were getting 35 in a match, Benny?
Oh, a few times.
Really?
I was usually clapping just because it was cold. Yeah, seems to be an incident on the middle of the MCG.
It's a young kid that's hurt his ankle. It's okay. They've got him plenty down there. He looks about 10 or 11 years old, and I think he might have rolled the ankle.
He didn't have the rabbit and chicken tureen, did he?
No, he did not have the rabbit and chicken tureen. How many Grinds are going to be around the place after the success of Grind Myers? I'm tipping he's the first and only Grind that has played at AFL level.
You'd be correct.
Oh, there'd be a few, no doubt. Especially after tonight's big win. Probably in about 18 years' time.
We'll go down to the room shortly. We'll take your calls as well. Happy to hear
you. Just round the grounds, Kingy. Adelaide lead by a goal. That is the lowest scoring game, I reckon, of the year thus far. Frio are having a shot. Looks like Tabana. But it is 20-14. Yes, you heard right. And that is halfway through the third quarter.
And the other bit of news around the grounds too is that Liam Jones is now out of hospital for the Blue Baggers. And after a nasty head clash, which saw that game stop for near on 10 minutes. Understand he has been cleared of most structural damage.
Okay, hopefully we'll get a feed of the press conference of Chris Scott potentially from the rooms. Not sure whether the internal feed will be able to give that to us here at the MCG. Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. What we might do is take another break, come back and hopefully be talking to Tom Stewart on the other side and taking your calls as well. Thoughts, Cat fans, and give us your Steamatic standout. 52-232-955. And got plenty on the KFC Twitter to go through as well. Geelong getting it done tonight by 32 points. Live, breathe, Carol Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football in 2019 is covering the biggest games right across Australia and giving you more chances to win.
Yeah.
This year, if you make it on air with a K-Rock footy team, you'll go into the draw to win over $6,000 worth of black frame solar panels from City to Surf Solar, including installation.
Ah!
All you've got to do is chat to the team about anything footy related on 52232955 and you'll be in the draw to win.
Wow.
Powered by City to Surf Solar, the region's solar power and energy efficiency specialists. Get more info and T's and C's at krockfootball.com.au.
Hi folks, Neil Crompton here. Is your car trying to tell you something? Creaks, groans, thuds, knocks, squeals, shudders and vibrations are common warning signs that something is wrong with your critical brakes, steering and suspension systems. If your car is telling you something, don't wait. Book a Petters brakes, steering and suspension check for just $28. Visit petters.com.au. No bull.
Hello, it's Sarah Henderson, the federal member for Corangamite. Working together, we're kicking plenty of goals. Record jobs growth, major funding for roads, and an incredible $2.85 billion for faster, more reliable rail. Whether it's our practical plan to combat climate change, a new international terminal for Avalon, or a Ballerine headspace, I need your support at the federal election to keep on delivering for Corangamite.
Authorised by Sarah Henderson, Liberal Party of Australia, Warren Ponds.
There's never been a MasterChef mystery box quite like this.
Black mystery boxes. You may lift your lids now.
Oh my God.
What is that?
Oh no.
What is going on?
What's in the black box?
This is more than just the mystery box cook.
This is intense.
This is something a lot different.
MasterChef, 7:30 tonight on 10.
Hi, Gary Watts from Signature Homes. Thinking of building? A free appointment with our in-house architect will make your new home more about you and the way you live.
The interactions with Daniel, the architect, have been very positive. His communication style is very easy to work with. We talked what the budget would be. They came back with a design that fitted that budget.
For your free appointment with our in-house architect, register now at signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warralili, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Back at the MCG, Geelong by 32 points, down into the rooms. I'm not sure whether it's Lauren Wood or Renee Gehring who's with Tom Stewart, but we'll find out in a second.
It is Lauren Kingy. Thanks very much. A very happy Tom Stewart here, but it's turned into a bit of a kids' club in the last 10 minutes, hasn't it, Tommy? There's kids going everywhere.
There's a lot of kids, and that's just not our young boys. There's a lot of kids floating around down here, a couple of ankle biters. That's all good fun.
Fantastic performance by you, Tom Wills medalist, but a very short and sweet speech. Public speaking, not your forte?
Absolutely not. A bit of a shock, but very humble to be recognised in that regard. But I think it was just a great team effort.
Tommy, congratulations. Kingy up in the box with Koza, Benny Cass, Domsey Lonigan and Justin Longmuir. Well done. That first quarter, they presented some challenges, especially out of the midfield. Were you recognising that as that ball was coming in? I think it was 18-8 inside 50s their way at the first change.
Yeah, absolutely we were. They had so many clearances and we were under siege there for a bit. We hung tough, and I think a lot of the boys down there stood up when they had their moments. So it was good to see, but after that I think it was pretty comprehensive by us.
Do you start asking some questions of your midfield, saying, "Oh, boys, we'd like some help back down here," or can you at least start getting your hands on the footy at the coalface?
Yeah, we just said, "Boys, please get it going our way. We're pretty tired." Nah, it was all good. So we fixed that up around the ball, and that contested ball and our use coming out of there was really, really high quality after that quarter time as we addressed it. But yeah, it was good win.
Tom, it's Ian Cohen. Congratulations on your 50 games. Well done. Terrific milestone early on in your career. But I tell you what, you didn't do the team thing late. Oh. You butchered it out of bounds, and there's Jake Colajasny in game 77.
Oh, no.
Down there in the goal square. Surely the instruction was to feed it to him.
So I was standing there, and I had Mitch Duncan and Harry Taylor behind me saying goals. And I think everyone else was saying collar, so I think there was just a little bit of a breakdown in the English language. But
and you decided to kick it out in the full, just
yeah,
to mix
well,
it.
I gave it a good crack, and then I got addressed after the game, and Scotty's had a crack. But anyway, we'll move on.
That's got to be the aim, though, for the next month, surely. Colajasny, you've got to be able to get him on the score sheet.
It's been the aim for the last 3 years since I've been here, so we're trying our best.
Tommy, Dom's here, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks, Dom. How are you?
Now, I want to dig a bit deeper on this public speaking. That speech out there, was it because of an incident that happened out the front of the club a couple of years ago with the media that you might recall?
Absolutely, mate. It's terrified me and it'll haunt the rest of my life. I'll never speak to the media.
I'll never share too much.
The old gastro story that ravaged the footy world when apparently there was an outbreak. But, I'll never give too much away.
Yeah, no, very good, mate. No, well done again today. You've had a sensational season, as you were last year, and the whole back line is too. I know the game we would have played Essendon maybe 2 years ago, they moved the ball really quickly and exposed probably us as a defensive group, and I know it's probably in the back of your mind, it was a Saturday night game here. Did you guys talk about that during the week and how quickly the ball movement, they can move it when they have it on their terms?
They're lightning. Their running speed through the middle and half back is where their game stems from. So if we could slow them up and force them to kick it down the line, as we know, Dom's like, it's where we want to play the game. So if we can slow them up in that area of the game, it was on our terms from then. So I think the boys up the field and a couple of forwards chopped them off through the middle. So that was where the game was won and lost, I thought.
Speaking with Star Cat Tom Stewart, he's Justin Longmuir on K-Rock Footy.
Well done today, mate. I really enjoyed watching you play. I love the way you position and intercept. Just talk us through Mark Blixav's form this year and his transformation to become that, I suppose, defender for you guys, that you just put him on the best opposition forward, whether he's tall or small, every week and let him go about his business.
Yeah, I think the club earmarked Blitz about 3 or 4 years ago that he would eventually transition down to the back half when the big fella Doms would hang up the boots. So I think it's been in a work in process, but obviously we were ravaged early last year with injuries and the hand got forced. So he's an exceptionally good footballer and he's so willing to learn and just develop his game every week. So I can't speak highly enough of him. His kicking needs work, but everything else in his game is pretty complete, I reckon.
Tommy, it's been Cash. Congratulations on the win. It just seems like the club sort of almost overnight has got options and depth on every line. And today we saw it in the midfield. You had to chop and change. No Selwood. Dangerfield was injured, had a really quiet night. And you've got options forward and back as well. It's a great position to be in.
Yeah, it is. I think, obviously, with Zach Tui going out late, another soldier comes in with Zach Guthrie, and he's been banging the door down in the VFL. And I think that's a really, really pleasing thing to see, is we have got blokes that are probably playing well enough to warrant selection, but unfortunately, we as a team are competing and playing our role each week. So for Zach to come in and play his role, I thought he was really good, and I think that's just the way it's going to work out this year.
A little bit like your story to a degree, I don't want to compare, but Mark O'Connor is actually developing, you know, before our eyes week to week, and today he was absolutely magnificent on McDonald, Tip and Woody, who I don't think had a shot at goal. They only had two inside 50s, but his development, obviously you're alongside him every day. You must come out in a weekend and think, geez, just taking another step.
He is. He's an exceptional learner, and he's a really good fella too. He's bloody good fun to play with, but it's awesome to see him, his rapid rise come through, and can't commend him enough, and he's turning into a really, really good player.
Found yourself in the paper today with Matty Scarlett in a photo with Sonny. Sonny's a little bit bigger than the first time we caught up with Sonny when you got drafted.
Sonny's a media dog now. He's getting a bit ahead of himself, I reckon, the big fella.
You remember standing on what road? Thornhill Road, was it?
South Valley Road. You forced me under a traffic light to take a photo with my puppy the night I got drafted, and I'll never forgive you that, Tommy.
Sonny, good to see you, Sonny. Tell us a little bit about what you were doing there with Scarlo.
So one of Scarlo's mates he's started a business, Rothwell Run. It's a luxury dog kennel up in Little River, so I'll give it the plug. And he just asked if we could go up and take a photo for it and bring the dog and just have a look around, and it was really cool.
Fantastic. Well, you've got to mention for it on the radio. Are we square now?
Beautiful.
Good work. Tommy, we really appreciate your time. Well done. It's been a great 50 games to watch. Hard to believe that 5 years ago you were preparing to run around for the GFL in an interleague game, and now you've played 50 AFL games and the Cats are flying at 6-1, and we look forward to next Sunday at Marvel Stadium. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, guys.
Tommy Stewart joining us down there in the victorious Geelong Rooms. Thanks to the Cats for facilitating Brian Myers and Tom Stewart to have a chat with down in the rooms as part of this fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. What we want to do is we want to hear from Cat fans making their way out of the MCG. You got in the car, jumped on FM 95.5 after, of course, being here on FM 88, or if you're at home listening to us as well.
Does Gary get a week? I want to know from Cats fans, do you reckon he gets a week for that?
And do you play danger next week or not?
5-2, 2-3-2, 9-5-5. Fifth quarter, thanks to City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes. Gary and Gilda Watts at Signature Homes, signaturehomes.net.au. They do a wonderful job in the building game, and I can tell you that they are an award-winning Geelong builder in specialising in custom design homes, $400,000 to $1 million. We might be able to take a bit of Chris Scott, who's about to face the media down in the bowels of the MCG, and Scotty's just putting himself into position, and no doubt he'll have a few stories to tell us.
You got there in the end and must be pretty happy with your defence as well.
It was a good win. Yeah, I don't think it was a great game. We really respect the opposition, but to be fair, I don't think they were at their best today. Certainly not in front of goal, which obviously hurt them on the scoreboard, and they weren't able to put the pressure on us that they might have if they finished a little bit better. But I think collectively our defence was pretty good, because after skipping away with the first three goals, the ball was pinned in our back half for a long time. So, and they were able to score a little bit, but I thought our defenders held up really well. I thought it was off the top of my head, I'll go back and analyse it a bit closer, but it was a great battle between Joe Danaher and Mark Blitzarves, for the second week in a row, seeing really good young players go at it. I suspect Joe will have a bit of a target on his head because he's such a good player, but they were getting some supply early, which was a concern. But I think to sum up our situation, we went into the game knowing that we were going to have a slightly different team, and there has been periods in Geelong's evolution in the last 7 or 8 years where it was unlikely we could win without Joel Selwood, and we had a pretty good feel that we wouldn't take him into the game. We wanted to give him a chance to come up in the captain's run on Saturday, but he needed to be really good for us to declare him available. So in a way it was nice for our players to have that little bit of a heads up, so they could brace themselves for what was coming. Then we lost who did we lose?
Zach Tui,
he's going to kill me. He's an important player for us, Zach, would you believe? So we lost Zach, which was obviously disappointing, because he came back and played well in his first game last week. And then Paddy Dangerfield was on one leg for most of the game and didn't really impact the game. So I think that's the part for us. With the greatest respect to the opposition, we were able to find a way without the guys that have carried us a little bit at times. So that's the biggest positive from the game for us.
How did you get the game back on your terms after quarter time, when they were able to lock it in their forward half there?
We thought our stoppage work was pretty poor early as a collective, and they play an aggressive style. They when it works, it looks good, and it's hard to stop. So part of that was the stoppages. It's rare that a team early in the game will be happy to hit the ball back into the middle of the ground and back their players to get the ball forward. There comes a fair bit of risk with that sort of tactic, but they play that way generally. So we tighten that up a little bit without really getting on top, and we're just able to use the ball effectively enough going forward to make it a bit harder for their defenders. Because even in the first quarter, we looked dangerous when we went forward. We just didn't go forward that much.
Was Paddy an ankle in the first quarter and then a knee in the second quarter, or was it just the one injury, Chris?
Oh, technically it was, but the knee was what was holding him up.
Yep.
Yeah, the ankle was apparently nothing.
Yep.
He sort of hobbled off but was okay, and then not long after he had the knee issue. But our information is that he'll be available next week. So we're just not in the business of putting guys out there that are going to risk further damage or risk their chances of playing next week. So the fact that he was out there is a really good sign for everyone.
And apparently Asava was taken to hospital. What can you tell us about him at this stage?
Not much. He got a knee in the back of the head, so he was ruled out with concussion. And there was enough... I won't go into detail because I'm not really sure. Mm. And it's a horrible mistake to get these sort of things wrong, especially when there are a lot of people that care about him. But my understanding is that he was taken to hospital as a precaution for further damage.
Just the update on Joel and Zach Tui, do you expect them to be available next week?
Very, very surprised if both of them won't be available. Zach Tui in particular was touch and go. Could have played probably, but the downside for us if he got injured was too great. And Joel's just been sore for a little while, and it would have been an interesting discussion if he declared himself fit and did everything we asked of him, captain's run. I suspect we still wouldn't have played him. So that leaves us in pretty good shape for next week.
You worried at all about Gary Ablett in terms of the match review?
I don't think anyone really cares about my opinion. Maybe you do, but I don't think the people that make the decision really care. I've had a bit of a look at it. What we have now is a really clear chart that's easy to get guidance from. So that gives me comfort, but there's still a bit of interpretation there, isn't there?
Does the fact that Shield played out the game give Gary hope that he could escape with a fine?
Well, he didn't just play the game. He played pretty well, and he played out the next 2 seconds without any problems. It was, yeah, as insignificant force can get, I would have thought. But again, who cares about my opinion?
So Tom Stewart spoke about the bond that's developing and strengthening between himself and some of the defenders. Are you able to discuss that and what you think of the reasons that they're combining so well?
Chicken or the egg, I think winning really helps that bond. It's hard to say we're a really tight group and we're building something special if you lose every week. We have some new players into the team. And I think if you look at us over a long period of time, so almost a decade, what we have now is new players influencing our playing group. So it's one thing to bring a lot of new players in, and we've consistently had 10 to 12 changes on our list over a long period of time. So it's difficult for the 18-year-olds to come in and have that impact straight away. But now, a few of the older guys going out, and some of them still influenced from the coach's box. Andrew Mackey's in our recruiting team. They're still around, but they're not taking responsibility for the locker room the way that they had in the past. So I think it's probably a reflection of guys like Tom Stewart, you know, Mark Blitzarves, guys that have proven themselves to be good enough players, having the confidence to feel like they can dictate the mood of the room. And again, it's very, very difficult to do in your first couple of years in an AFL system.
Well, we've lost the feed from down in the Geelong press conference.
What was really nice of him to say, though, was not, I haven't seen it in regard to Gary Ablett, but he actually offered some comments around it. So many coaches say, oh, I haven't seen it, didn't see it. He actually offered something. He's probably quite right. His impact or his statement won't have a lot to do with what Michael Christian decides. But, yeah, it was just refreshing to hear him say, yeah, I've had a look at it.
Yep. Fifth quarter, Signature Homes and City to Serve solo. Chris Scott down in the rooms. What we'll do is we'll take a break, come back and wrap things up here from the MCG. We have got our Hamlin Hanger, our goal of the day. We've got some Kerr's Hire stats, our Steamatic standout. Justin Longmuir and Tom Lonigan will put their heads together of 340-odd games of experience between them to come out with our Steamatic standout and see if they concur with the voters in the, of course, Tom Wills Award. Benny Cass has got some AFL fantasy because he likes fantasy things to go through as well. And Lauren Wood will give us a bit of a sort of history from down in the rooms in terms of injuries and see what else she has. She's just looking at me very weirdly from the back of the box, probably because I said the word fantasy and said that was a thing that Ben did like. We'll take a break back shortly. The Brief Carrick Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football covers the biggest games across the country every weekend. And every weekend gives you the chance to win a share in thousands.
Thanks very much.
K-Rock Footy Tipping. Powered by Momentum Energy. If you've signed up to tip for the AFL, GFL or BFL, make sure you complete your tips for this weekend's round for the chance to win our cash.
Yeah.
KRockFootball.com.au.
Powered by Momentum Energy. Visit MomentumEnergy.com.au.
Hi, Gary Watts from Signature Homes. Thinking of building? A free appointment with our in-house architect will make your new home more about you and the way you live.
The interactions with Daniel, the architect, have been very positive. His communication style is very easy to work with. We talked what the budget would be. They came back with a design that fitted that budget.
For your free appointment with our in-house architect, register now at signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
Hello, it's Sarah Henderson, the Federal
federal member for Corangamite. Working together, we're kicking plenty of goals. Record jobs growth, major funding for roads, and an incredible $2.85 billion for faster, more reliable rail. Whether it's our practical plan to combat climate change, a new international terminal for Avalon, or a Ballarine headspace, I need your support at the federal election to keep on delivering for Corangamite.
Authorised by Sarah Henderson, Liberal Party of Australia, Warren Ponds.
There's never been a MasterChef mystery box quite like this.
Black mystery boxes. You may lift your lids now.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Oh, no.
What is going on?
What's in the black box?
This is more than just the mystery box cook.
This is intense.
This is something a lot different.
MasterChef, 7:30 tonight on 10.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mold cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke-damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Listen to the footy on your J-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warrilili, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Fifth quarter, City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes. Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialist. City to Surf Solar, Essendon Street, Grovedale. And, of course, our Caller of the Year draw. Every caller on air with K-Rock Football in 2019 going into the draw for that solar panel package to the value of almost $7,000. Benny, you've been busy on the KFC Twitter at K-Rock Football. What have Fat Cat fans reacted, or how have they reacted to this performance today?
Yeah, they've been obviously pretty impressed. Kingy, Carl Hunt, never expected this at the start of the year. The club has done itself proud. We've improved massively on 2018, so that is a sentiment of a lot of Cat fans. Obviously Atkins, Myers, Rowan, Dalhouse, all the newer players getting plenty of love off the KFC Twitter. So it's obviously it's a big start, long way to go, and now the test for the Cats is being playing like this in 4 months time. How do you maintain that? That's going to be the challenge ahead, but they've shown themselves after seven rounds that their best is not going to be far away from
holding that big thing aloft. I know you're trying to keep the lid.
I'm not sure. I'm just saying
you're trying to keep the
they
lid.
They don't hand anything out in the first week of May.
I understand that, but you've got to acknowledge that they are flying at the moment.
Well, Port Adelaide were 11-4 last year and flying.
They're flying at the
moment.
The
whole thing blew up in their face. I am extremely happy, Ian. So you might have to go back to barracking for Brisbane. off the Kerr's high stat sheet, just quickly, it was all the Cats, 30 to Kelly, 28 to Metagola, inside 50. Essendon had three more. Geelong had six more contested possessions. They took 30 more marks. The Cats had 15 more disposals. They had plenty of players. They had about nine players who had 20-plus touches. Dalhouse, Duncan, Atkins, Myers, Guthrie, Stewart, Ablett, Metagola and Kelly. Shield had 33 for the Bombers. Merritt had 29, Parrish 25.
Thank you for that, Benny. Comprehensive as always on the Kerr's higher stat sheet. That leads us to our Steamatic standout for this afternoon. Justin Longmuir and Tom Lonergan sit in judgment on that Steamatic. Don't panic. Call Steamatic. Who's making the call, gentlemen?
Oh, well, we threw a few names around, and honourable mentions to Kelly and Ablett, high possessions, two goals each. But you know, Domsey's a backline player. I coach the backline, so we've gone with Tom Stewart. Not only 25 possessions, 21 of those kicks, but he had nine intercepts as well. And the thing that I like is he's able to drop off at the right time and intercept, but the composure he has with the ball to set the team up in offence really stood out today, and he's a part of a really, really well-functioning back six at the moment.
Fantastic. Our Steamatic standout, thank you, Justin Longmuir, is Tom Stewart, and he, of course, he won the Tom Wills Award as well as Best on Ground in this country game. Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Mitch Duncan will be more than unimpressed that he is not the Steamatic standout. Wonderful performance for him. Koza, before I go to Lauren Wood.
Just quickly, three-quarter time, Adelaide 39 to Fremantle 20. Three-quarter time.
It's low scoring.
Very low scoring.
Have the Dockers tried to junk it up, have they?
Don't know, but they are thinking somewhere along the line. That's terrible.
Cats have got North Melbourne next Sunday at Marvel Stadium, the Bulldogs, Gold Coast and Sydney between now and the start of winter. Lodge, you're back from the rooms. What have you got for us for St John of God Hospital? Radicalia, we got an update from Chris Scott about.
Yeah, so taken to hospital as a precaution. As he said, we were walking into the Geelong rooms as he was being loaded into the back of that ambulance, but was sitting upright and talking and showing all of the positive signs. But obviously, if you get a knee to the head, I can't imagine that's going to be very much fun for the best of us. So they've obviously taken him off there to be assessed. And Patrick Dangerfield is obviously the other one that we'll be keeping a very close eye on in coming days. That left knee, as we said, it looked to be the inside of the knee that was giving him the trouble, which tends to indicate the medial ligament. But he was down there with Tom, what you probably know a lot more technically. To me, it's the black sort of sleeve that's got the dial on the front that puts a bit of pressure around the knee. I understand a bit of a ice. Kind of brace situation there. Ice, is it?
Yeah, it's ice with the extra compression. So I think just aids with a bit of recovery, Kingy. Okay.
Yeah. Well, they must have met him in the race with that one because he had it on by the time they sang the song. Yep. So they wasted absolutely no time there.
Fingers wearing one on his elbow. Fife's wearing one on his elbow.
LeBron James style, isn't he? Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Ablett's wearing one on his elbow.
Oh. Edgy. Well, that's the other watch, isn't it? Because as we said, he was reported, but that's no guarantee that Chris O is going to do anything about it tomorrow. He'll look at it again.
Yep.
If he is cited, we would imagine, as we mentioned before, it hovers between intentional and careless. One or the other. Intentional would be a week. Careless would be a fine.
Hope Chris O remembers who gave him his start in the media when he was part of the K-Rock team once upon a time. So just take that into account, Chris O, when you're factoring your match review officer.
It's your long deduction tax.
I suspect we're a little bit more careless than intentional on that one. Laws, thank you for that. Good work down in the Geelong rooms where we were catching up with Tom Stewart and Grian Myers. Benny, you have our Hamlin hanger and our goal of the day. You look flummoxed and flustered over there. It hasn't been a great day for the old stat sheet.
It's coughed and spotted its way through the afternoon, Kingy, and
he's only half sitting on the chair.
It might need a week off the old.
I think he's got an ailment.
Champion data stat sheet. They've produced donuts for us this afternoon. The might start with our Hamlin hangar, and it's happened in the opening few minutes of the game. Bombers were up and about. One of the few highlights for the Bombers in what was a pretty disappointing sort of effort given their form in recent weeks. But Aaron Francis in the first quarter produced our Hamlin hanger of the night.
So Parrish drives it into the corridor. Hamlin hangers contender. So Francis has taken a great mark, 40 metres out.
So we had to cut that up there, Coz. I don't think you had any idea that was Aaron Francis. The goal of the day went to Gary Ablett in the third quarter. He's produced a few of our goals of the day in season 2019. And in the third quarter, when the Cats were just starting to put their foot on the throat of the red and the black, the number four chimed in with a ripper.
He's Atkins, giving it to Myers, giving it to Ablett. Ablett wants to cut back in on the right boot. Does so with a little bit of little masterclass. A little masterclass.
Kingy basically had his pants off at that stage. The Cats are off and about, up and about, 6-1, top of the table, best place to be at.
The reason why is because when Gary was coming through, I wasn't calling a lot of Geelong games, before he went to the Gold Coast. So I haven't got a chance to see Gary do this sort of stuff very often from the K-Rock box.
And you're dying to do a Yablet, aren't you, at some point?
That actually belongs to somebody. I wouldn't take that off somebody else. But just the fact that, 328 games, 414 goals, he spent, obviously, we'll call them the lost years on the Gold Coast.
He's going to be playing till he's 40. He'll have plenty of opportunities.
Have you got one, Brew? I'm always interested to ask commentators this because a lot of them admit that they do have something in reserve, particularly coming into grand finals for, if each team wins. Matt Hill has said that he had things in reserve for Winks.
Yes.
Do you have, as you say, Yablet belongs to someone else, but have you got something that's come to you at 3 o'clock in the morning that you think that's the one?
Sometimes you do get that, but the Yablet one actually, Rex admits it was a mistake because he actually thought it was Yates to begin
100%
with.
100% he was.
He went with the Y of Yates. And then it was Ablett that emerged. That is how.
So even if you do have one in reserve,
just use it.
It could be the mistake that does it.
Yeah.
I feel like he does. Look at your face.
I was quite happy with gobbled him up like a Pac-Man. in a tackle today. That just came to me. I hadn't been working on that one at all.
I don't think he'd save that one up.
No. But, oh, I thought it was all right.
It was.
Yeah, you can get stuck.
Are we still on? Time to go.
It is.
It was good. The Pac-Man was good.
Yeah, backpedaling now. Yeah. All right, let's say goodbye to a few people. K-Rock footy, two games next weekend. Carlton, yeah, Collingwood. Good luck next week, Carlton. Justin Longmuir.
Oh, they won't need good luck. Carlton were terrible today.
Don't get any injuries.
Yeah, might show them the Hawthorn game last week instead of today.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to have you back in the K-Rock box, and no doubt we'll probably be talking to you before the game, either you or Buddha next week.
No worries, if you enjoyed it. Thanks for having me on.
Look forward to seeing you soon, Justin Longmuir. Let's say goodbye back in K-Rock HQ to Brian Alexander, who's been here for the wash-up thanks to Goddings and also part of our Warrilily K-Rock footy coverage. I'm Bryza. Goodbye, Davey Collins. Still grumpy after 28 seasons. He wants to go home. Bye, Laurie Hill. Renee Gehring's been shadowing Lauren Wood, and that's been a lot of fun. Loz, we'll see you soon. Renee, hopefully see you soon as part of the K-Rock team. Geelong VFL start next week. We'll be across that score next Sunday afternoon. Domsey.
King Ed.
Go the Cannons.
Go the Cannons.
See you soon. Look forward. Factory. Great to have you back.
It's good.
Hopefully we'll see you soon. Benny?
Yeah, thank you, linesman. Thank you, ball boys.
We'll see you next week. What are you doing? Your Sunday at Marvel? Are you doing Carlton Collingwood as well?
I'm not sure, Kingy.
Have you got Junners on there? Are they runners with jeans, Benny Cass?
No, Jerry Seinfeld style. No, they're not.
Ian Cohen.
Slap on the way
well
out.
Done, Kingy. Good job leading the ship. Well
see
done.
See you next weekend as well. And we'll see the Cats on Sunday from the special early time of 11 o'clock for a 1-10 bounce from Marvel. Midday Saturday for Carlton Collingwood from here at the MCG. But the Cats, they're 6-1. And you heard it all on
K-Rock footy.
Straight onto the ball. Half forward now to Kelly. It's not tidy, but it might be effective. And Guthrie will nail it. Great start for the Cats. So Parrish drives it into the corridor. Hamlin Hangers contender. So Francis has taken a great mark. 40 metres out. Came back out to Duncan. Duncan's gone around. Cats have got three. What a great start.
Oh, that's smart by Francis. That was outstanding by Aaron Francis. He tapped it into the waiting arms of Mark Bagley, who then on the outside of the right boot from the top of the goal square kicks the Bombers first.
Off to the races. Shield can get it further ahead. Stringer will launch from 70 metres out. Bombers fans say thank you very much. Gave to Kelly, heading towards the city end. It's going to land in the goal square. And Rowan at the back as Shark didn't kick the goal. Another lightning start by the Cats.
Myers, this is right on his measure at 45 metres. Gives it everything he has got and kicks the goal for the Cats, who in the blink of an eye are back out to a 15-point advantage. Hurley heard the voice of McKenna, who tucks it under the arm. Near side logo. Wants to draw a man. Oh, Myers! Ran him down and got the free kick.
Tight in the pocket. Zach Guthrie shuts him down. It bounces to Stringer. Oh. Sells the candy round Harry Taylor and kicks a goal of the day.
Snaps a kick inside 50. Duncan retrieved it beautifully with the one hand. Little short kick. Dalhouse can stroll into an open goal and the Cats can kick their seventh. Three and a half back. Oh, Henry! Hamlin hanger over the top of Francis. Wonderful strong mark by the young defender. 60 from home. He's Atkins giving it to Myers. Giving it to Ablett. Ablett wants to cut back and on the right boot. Does so with a little bit of little masterclass. A little masterclass.
Kelly, one of six Cats out there to have played all 23 games. And he nails another one. What a season he had last season.
O'Connor knocked it away from Parrish, front of the pack. Stringer, it opened up for him. And he snapped, and he goaled. Nice finish from Jake Stringer. Something to spur the Bombers on, as the son of God kicked 413 goals in his career. From 49 metres, he has kicked 414.
Can he add Geelong's 12th? He steers it through. He's got a couple.
Keppel gave it to Merritt. Merritt gave it to McGrath. McGrath on the near side logo. Inside forward 50. Going back with the flight. Collar Jasny. Hamlin Hanger contender. That's a good strong grab in a pack of four.
Instead, Saad will bring it out towards the members' side.
He will. Yeah, this is just about done, although Duncan cut across in front of Redmond, knocked it away, but Redmond picked up the loose footy. He'll come back onto his right boot, straighten up and find Shield. But Geelong are going to be 6-1 and a game clear on top and two games clear of the ninth place team on the ladder. They have built a wonderful base a third of the way through the season that they can build on, the Geelong Football Club. The country game is theirs. They win it by 32 points.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played.
Quarter highlights.